Hi, everyone. Welcome to our June CMPL podcast, where we're here to tell you all about summer reading. My name is Lisa Malvena, and I am the head of Children's and Teen Services here at the library, and I have two co-workers with me today.
My name is Amy, and I'm the head of Adult Services.
And my name is Brittany, and I'm the Outreach Manager of Youth and Teen Services.
So first, we're going to discuss summer reading. It runs from Saturday, June 11th through Saturday, August 13th, which is about 60 or 70 days. And we have three levels that people can read for. This works for anyone from ages zero, so the little babies, to adults. It counts if you are read to, if you read yourself, if you listen to books, and much more. So if you read for 15 days, you are eligible for your first prize. For younger children in that 0 to 3 group, you will pick up a CMPL rubber ducky. Kids in that are ages 3 through 5th grade will get a CMPL beach ball. Teens in grade 6 to 12 will pick a grab bag, and there are so many fun things in these grab bags. Sometimes it's giant candy bars. Sometimes you might have a scratch-off ticket, all kinds of fun stuff. And Amy, what do you have for the adults as their first prize?
For the adults, for the level one prize, if they read for 15 days, they get a raffle entry for a $20 Visa gift card.
Great. Now, if you read for 30 days, kids will get a free book of their choice. Teens will get another free grab bag. And Amy, what do adults get?
They get their choice of CMPL swag. So we have all sorts of different things this year, including the super cool mugs we had for winter reading, which were really popular. We have new notebooks with pens this year. There's clips and glasses cleaners and tape measures and a ton of stuff that I don't remember, but it's basically a treasure box pick for adults.
Oh my
gosh. I'm very partial to those tape measures.
I agree. I love having one just in my tote bag whenever I go places, because you would not believe how many times I need to measure things out at a store.
My favorite is actually the clips, because they're magnetic, but they're actually really strong. Mm-hmm. And so they're great for like chips or to hold your kids' art on the refrigerator. They're stronger than the ones that I typically find in stores. So I like those a lot. And then the mugs are really cool.
The mugs are very, very cute.
I agree. My mom loves our mugs. She has participated in all our winter and summer reading programs and has her whole collection of CMPL mugs that she loves to drink her coffee.
They're very cozy. Like, you just want to kind of like curl up with the book while you're.
And then the new thing is really cute notebooks to throw in your purse or keep in the car or something. They come with a pen and like a band to go around it to keep it closed. It's perfect for just sort of like jotting things down that you don't want to forget.
Yeah, that would be great for a shopping list or even a reader's notebook if you wanted to keep track of books you were reading.
Absolutely.
That sounds great. And then we hit our 45-day level, which is our third level, and kids and teens both get a choice of their free book. And what do adults get?
Adults get another raffle entry for the grand prize, which is a $100 Visa gift card this time.
Now, I always love hearing other people explain this to me, because summer, we understand not every day is going to be spent reading. You might read for the first day, you might read for the second day, and then you might go to Cedar Point, or it might be a hot day outside and you have a beach day and you skip it. There's plenty of extra days built in, so you have a really good chance of making it to your third level.
The best thing about CMPL summer reading is that it's very easy for anyone to do. You can literally read anything, anywhere, anytime, and you only have to get all three prizes, 45 days, and we don't care which 45 days those are. You just mark them off, and as you hit the numbers, you can come in for a prize.
And for any parents who are listening who read to their kiddo, remember, you can count that as time read. We do allow you to count that.
For you and your kid.
Yes. Parents are always shocked by that. And I'm like, no, you get your prize too, because this counts for your reading, because you're setting an example that reading is fun and this is great for your child or grandchild or whoever is in your life.
I feel like I also need to throw in, though, that we know not every adult has a child in their life, and you can read anything you want for 15 minutes a day as well. It doesn't have to be reading to a child.
And listening to audiobooks counts as well.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So that sounds like a good coverage of what summer reading is.
Well, let's talk about the children and teen grand prizes, because if you reach 45 day for children and teens, you also are entered to win the grand prize.
So I did wonder what those were.
Yes. So for children, if you are one of the selected who gets the grand prize, you are going to get a family pack to the Detroit Zoo. And that's good. That's a good membership for the year. And then for teens, they have something a little bit interesting. So you can be one of the people who win the CMPL swag bag. I'm not precisely sure what's going to be in that, but I imagine it's going to be as cool as the adults one. But also there are going to be a couple people who are going to win pizza for a year. So I think that's a really easy sell to your teen that here is a gift card full of pizza.
That's one of my fun prizes too. I love hearing about pizza for a year.
Absolutely.
That's pretty exciting. I'm also excited for the zoo prize for the kids, because my 9-year-old has been begging me to go see the bear cubs and we still haven't made it. So
I believe the penguins are back open.
They are open. They are.
And there's a brand new dinosaur exhibit this summer.
Yes.
That's cool.
So yes. And did you see they just found a they didn't even know it was, there was an egg, one of the most endangered turtles in the world, recently just hatched at the Detroit Zoo. And they didn't, the mother had hidden the egg, so they didn't even know it was coming.
That is so cool.
So
we have your summer covered for some fun and just reading on the go or at home or whatnot. And if you are more on the go and you don't have the time to read to your child, we do have a story phone line, which you can dial at 226-5006. I love using this in the car if you have hands-free calling and you can just choose your story and we'll read to your child for them for 15 minutes. So another way to get your summer reading time in. But now we're going to talk about some great activities here at the library and online this summer. Who wants to start?
I'll dive in on programming if that's where we are.
We are.
So I guess I just more sort of want to, I always stress every year as head of adult services that summer reading is not just for kids. A lot of people have this tendency to think that, you know, kids need to read in the summer, but everybody needs to read in the summer. And so my goal in life is to someday have more adult readers than children's. It will never
happen. Good luck with that.
I know, but a girl can dream. But outside of the reading program, we also have a lot of great programming for adults this summer that we'd love for you to attend. We're excited to have more in-person programming back again this summer. A lot of them are offered hybrid. If you're not comfortable coming back and you want to still do some of our Zoom programming, I'd encourage you to look at both our newsletter or our online events calendar. But the first program I want to talk about is the Adult Summer Reading Kickoff. It takes place on the same day as the Kids Summer Reading Quick Kickoff, which is June 11th, right? June 13th. June 11th, which is a Saturday. And the adult event takes place after hours. And it is a cooking demonstration from the Curious Kitchen. They're going to teach us how to make summer appetizers, and you're probably going to get to sample some too. It starts at 6:00, so make sure you're in the building before then, when the doors will lock, but we're really excited for that one. Some other fun programs we have coming up. We have a program in June called Cold Case Michigan, where a presenter is coming in on June 21st at 6:30, and they're going to tell us all about tons of different cold cases that exist in Michigan. And the description was so scary that I sort of tamed it down in the newsletter a little bit, but it's a bunch of famous cases that I remember hearing about over the years. So
I'm guessing these are unsolved.
That's right.
So I don't know that I want to know about these and what is not solved in Michigan.
Oh yeah,
that's totally not my thing, but I can also understand that a lot of our residents and people in this area love reading true crime books, and
absolutely,
if so, this is the perfect program for you.
I think my husband would really love it.
Which is a great segue. I wanted to remind everyone that we also have 4 different adult book clubs across all of our locations. At the main library, we have Books on Tap on the second Monday of every month. This summer, we're meeting at Bobcat Bonnie's. at Partridge Creek. And you can check our newsletter or event or events calendars for the books, which is true of all of our adult news club or book clubs. We also have a nonfiction book club that meets, I think, the third Monday of every month at the main library. We have a mystery book club on that meets, I think, on Tuesday mornings at the
third
club,
Tuesday,
the third Tuesday of the month. And then another popular materials book club that meets at the South Branch, I think on Saturdays. I'm running
the
out
second
of days.
Saturday.
Yep. And then I also want to remind everyone that we have a poetry walk all summer long across the street from the main library in the Tomlinson Arboretum. It's a great place to go out either by yourself or take your kids. There's beautiful poems that have been chosen this year. And it's just a great activity for kids and adults alike.
And one of the cool things about the poetry walk is that they feature poems that won in our poetry contest we had earlier this year. So yes. Kind of neat. You get to hear from some local authors, all ages. So that's really fun.
Yep. What else we got for kids or teens?
I can do teens next. So if you have a teenager or if you are a teenager who's entering into sixth grade through 12th grade, these are going to be some programs for you. So even if you're not technically a teenager, we consider you a teenager if you're in one of those grades. So this summer, we have a couple awesome paint and pours. And I'll say this, some of these programs you're going to hear, and if you're not a teen, you're going to be like, can I go to this? And the answer is unfortunately not. This is just for teens.
Can I cut you off for 1 second?
Yes.
We've had adults begging us for paint and pour since we kicked them out of the teen one. And I do have to say that there is one in August. I don't have the date in front of me, but there is an adult paint and pour on a Thursday evening in August. So if you're one of the people who've been begging, check your calendars.
So on that note, we are doing two for teens. One is going to be they're both at our North Branch. And this is fun. We're going to have some pop out, different kinds, and then you get to create a painting on a canvas and learn some skills. And that's really cool. One of my favorite things that we're doing this summer is the teen game night. And this will specifically be hide and seek. So if you've ever wanted to play hide and seek in the library, this is an after hours event. So you do have to be in the door before 6 p.m. But if you want to do that and break some rules in the library, talk loud, although I'm not sure you're going to want to do that during hide and seek, this is your chance to get in the library and just have a ton of fun. We are doing boba tea keychains, and this will be at both our North Branch and our South Branch in July. And you're going to literally use resin to create miniature key ring keychains, and they're super cute. If you see them, check out our newsletter for a picture of what it's going to look like.
I was jealous of that one.
They're so cool. I'm going to need Aaron to make me one because it's super fun. A couple other great programs. One of our favorites that never gets old. It's always popular and it smells delightful when it happens. Although I wouldn't want to eat these creations is Will It Waffle. They're going to stick
this program.
Yeah. They're going to stick a bunch of random foods in a waffle machine and they're going to see if it's going to create a waffle. Again, smells delightful. I don't know that I want to eat those creations though. And then the very last thing that I'll talk about is DIY firefly jars. And this will be at our South Branch. Just like it sounds, we're going to take some jars and we're going to make some, a craft that looks kind of like fireflies in a jar.
These are always super cute. My daughter's only 9 and she's jealous that she can't do this one. But they're always adorable.
They really are. And it's items that I would love to have on my desk or my shelves at home too.
It's like I said, it's things that adults are like, can I come to this? And you're like, well, this one's for teens, but maybe we'll do it again for adults.
But there's lots of fun adult craft programs too many to list. So again, check your calendars.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There is. So I'm going to talk about the children's programs this year. We have children's programs for babies up through fifth graders in the fall. One of the ones I'm most excited about, in partnership with the Michigan Schools and Government Credit Union, we have Take It Outside Summer Craft Series at our North Branch. Our new North Branch has a patio outside where they are able to do crafts and activities. Our first one is on June 23rd at 2:35 or 3:10, and they are making garden stepping stones. Our second one is on July 21st at 2:35 or 3:10, and they are making plastic water bottle sun catchers.
I love these.
I made these during the pandemic for a video for the library, and I would have hung that outside my house. They're so gorgeous with minimal work, and it looks like stained glass.
And they look like they take a lot of work.
They don't.
Fair.
Yes. And our third one, which I'm really excited about because they said that maybe we can keep some of the villages in the landscaping, is a painted rock village on August 21st. August 25th at 2:35 or 3:10 p.m. So I can't wait to see what the rock villages look like. Hannah here at the library is doing a bad art party on Thursday, June 30th at 1 p.m.
Would excel at this.
For ages 5 to 8. Now, I'll be honest. We just cleaned our activity room closet, and there are multiple boxes by Hannah's desk where we keep adding supplies to go into the bad art party.
I think this is the only kind of art I would be good at.
Yeah. So you don't have to purposely make bad art, but it is kind of fun to do. We'll just have all kinds of interesting feathers and pipe cleaners and interesting supplies that you may not normally think that our arts are crafty for you to create with, which will be super fun. Then we have, I'm excited about this, we have a new animal group called the Reptarium that will be at our main library on August 1st at 10 a.m. or our South Branch on July 27th at 1:30 p.m. where we'll get to see a whole bunch of different reptiles.
Their location is actually really close to my house. Yeah. It's super cool.
I saw them at Science Olympiad a couple weeks ago, and they brought their giant boa constrictor. And Miss Katie, who works here in outreach, also held the giant boa constrictor. It was pretty cool. And then we have, I'm excited about this one, a bricks and book club for kids. So we're going to discuss the book Front Desk by Kelly Yang and then create an Lego elevator challenge. So book pickup will start July 5th. And that program is Wednesday, August 3rd at 2 p.m.
That book is so good.
And finally, I have no idea how to do this, but I see it all the time on social media as a challenge. Miss Philippa is doing a Bet You Can't Eat Just One challenge on Monday, July 11th at 3 p.m. It's you're going to hear about the inventor of potato chips, and then you are going to make a potato chip tasting, and you might create some Pringle Ring challenge. It's going to be super fun.
The Pringle Rings are hard. We tried that during shutdown in 2020 and we're not successful.
Yeah, but I am interested by the potato chip tasting because there's some really unique flavors out there and I can't see which one happens to win.
Now that you guys have talked about all the cool crafts, I feel the need to just plug a couple more adult ones. We do have adult sun catchers, which are gorgeous, happening in June. And then we also have petite potted plants. It is easy to do, but they're kind of going to turn out as well. And those are happening in July, in addition to the paint and pour, which is happening in August. So I'm excited for the crafts at all the age levels this year.
And then Brittany's been working on a project for August 13th.
Yes. So if you don't know the dates of our summer reading, it is June 11th through August 13th. So kind of a last hurrah for summer reading. We are hosting CMPL Comic-Con. There is going to be so many fun events for all ages. If you want more information on this, please visit our social media. We have a Facebook page dedicated to it. And then you can also look at our website. If you go to cmpl.org/comic-con, you will find all the information you could ever possibly want on Comic-Con. So definitely check it out. We hope to see you on that day. Like I said, there's all ages programs. And if you like pop culture at all, this is definitely a program for you. Even if you think, well, I'm not a nerd, I'm not going to Comic-Con, you probably
find
something
nerd.
You like. Yes,
absolutely. I don't buy it.
Buy it either.
And it doesn't have to be like superheroes or anime. We've got Dog Man. We've got some Star Wars.
We've got live action Clue for adults.
Dinosaurs in the parking lot. I'm having a fun time watching the Facebook event because there's been new posts coming from the various artists.
Yes.
That will be in our artist alley. And one popped up today and I'm really intrigued for Christmas presents.
Yes, there's, you know, and there's this one who we have coming in artist alley who does pop culture themed like food items that I'm really excited for.
So fun.
And then honestly, I would come just for the food trucks, but that's me. There should be some really good food trucks there as well. I heard some rumors that Go Cheese and Detroit Donuts is going to be so back. Good. So
both of those are fantastic. Excellent. Does anybody have anything else to add to summer reading this month?
I don't. Remember, reading is for all ages, even adults.
I'm excited.
And the dates, once again, are June 11th through August 13th. We hope to see you at the library or online. Follow us at cmpl.org or follow us on our social media for more information. Thanks, everyone.
Bye, everyone.